1107 and 720 WGN. Patty Vasquez Show with me, Andrea Darlis. Flying solo. Patty is on vacation. Don is in the newsroom. Esmeralda doing traffic. Eric sitting in with me as well. Mike Heideman spinning the dials for us. I'm so excited to have in our studio Chicago-based lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition coach Andrea Wise. Thank you for being here.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Oh, I love your website. You're so inspirational. This kind of goes along with we do a motivational Monday theme. So
love
you're
it.
Our motivation for this Monday. So, okay. Andrew, you have a great story. You thought you knew all about health until this summer when you started experiencing hives and gut pain after eating. What happened?
So I have had some issues with food. And it's a little, you know, it's a little different because it's not like I'm eating processed food from a store. I'm not eating things that are coming out of boxes. I'm eating whole foods like avocados and spinach and cashews, things that you would think that are, you know, quote unquote healthy.
Sure.
And I just started getting lots of bloating, lots of burping, lots of discomfort. You know, hard distension in my belly, and I'm
more
just,
so than usual, right? More so than just I maybe ate something that didn't agree with me for, you know, a few minutes or an hour or two.
Yes, yes.
And you've been eating these foods for years, right?
Years. I grew up eating food from a garden, like all kinds of healthy foods. So
what happened?
You know. I started seeking help from an additional expert, a functional medicine doctor, because it just didn't make sense. I was keeping track of what I was eating. I could eat one thing one day and be completely fine, no issues. And then I'd eat the same exact thing a few days later and I'd break out into hives. I'd even sometimes have shortness of breath.
So you knew there was a problem. You knew something was wrong.
Yes, I definitely knew something was wrong. This couldn't be normal. I didn't want to continue living like this. So I decided I needed to seek another expert's help. So I've actually been working with a functional medicine doctor. Her name is Dr. Gina Sergio. Okay. She's really great. I see her as her client, but I also have a handful of other clients that see her for assistance as well.
So you turned this experience around. Now you write blogs. Now you help others.
Yes. Yes.
All right, what was the food that was, what did you find out that you could no longer eat?
So the interesting part of that is I'm still on the journey. We don't have everything completely solidified in terms of what I can and can't eat yet.
So I'm assuming then you log pretty much everything you eat and your reaction then right after that?
Yes, I do on a perfect day.
Right.
Realistically, I miss as well, and that doesn't always happen, but I have a pretty good idea of what I eat. And I end up eating a lot of the same things and kind of the same categories and groups. And I found some things that work for me, and I've definitely found some things that are not reacting with me right now.
So
tomatoes, spinach, and cashews were three of the big things that you couldn't eat.
Yes, those are three things. Eggplant is another one. Avocado, unfortunately, is another one.
I know they say your tastes change every 7 years, and that seems to be kind of true. I mean, there used to be, I was telling the guys that I used to hate mustard, hated mustard. Now I put it on everything. So your tastes change, but this is a change for the worse almost, because you start breaking out and you don't even realize it's something you've been eating your whole life, and all of a sudden, boom, it hits you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, it was interesting because, like I said, you're eating all these healthy foods, or at least I was eating all these healthy foods, and I couldn't figure out, I'm like, was it a spice? Was it, you know, something else? I used to eat avocado toast all the time. Right, I haven't been able to have avocado toast since maybe April or May.
And if you went back to it, it would be for the worse, right? Have you ever thought of, oh, maybe I'll just try a taste?
So I am supposed to be doing a reintroduction protocol where you pick one thing off of the list and eat it, a normal portion, and see what happens. Eat it again, see what happens for 2 to 3 days, and just kind of see how your body feels, log, write down how you're feeling and what your reactions are not.
You know, I had some friends that had to be gluten-free, and when they would go to a restaurant, this was before everybody had a gluten-free menu, so
right.
This was several years ago, but they would, you really had to ask and make sure you knew exactly what was in it. Explain how it is for you to go out. I mean, it must be difficult. Or have you found things and ways to kind of manipulate it so you can do you when you go to a restaurant?
It is rather difficult. I would have to say my most problematic meal is breakfast, because everything is egg centric.
Oh, sure.
And everyone loves avocados.
Oh, yeah.
And so if I go out to breakfast, I really hope that there's some just kind of like protein or vegetable that I can kind of get, you know, because normally you go out to breakfast and you have an omelet. Okay. That's like a good, healthy choice, but I can't have that. So I have to, you know, try and augment what I can do to make it also socially acceptable. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to go out for breakfast and just have a plate of meat.
Right, exactly, right? So, yeah, no bacon for you.
Bacon.
Right, exactly.
We're talking to Andrea Weiss, lifestyle expert based in Chicago. You've been here for almost 18 years now.
It's a very long time.
So we claim you as one of our own now.
Thank you. You're I appreciate that.
You're official Chicago.
Perfect.
Official Chicago. But Andrea Weiss Lifestyle. It's Andrea Wise, W-I-S-E, lifestyle.com. You've been at the forefront of fitness for years, though. You're in great shape. Talk about a little bit about your college days, too.
Yes. So I grew up in a really small town in Oregon and played softball competitively and had an opportunity to play Division I softball here in Chicago at Loyola. Had an amazing experience, fell in love with the city, not so much the winters, but fell in love with the city.
We don't like those either, trust me.
And haven't left. So
we're glad you're here, and you can really pass along some experience and words of wisdom to people who are living through this. My college roommate, I told you I was going to tell you the story in the air. My college roommate just posted something day before yesterday, and she was in tears and asking for help. Her one son has a nut allergy. I believe it's tree nuts. Her younger son has just developed it. He was fine, and I think he's about 6 or 7 years old, fine until he started eating a few nuts over the weekend. They ended up in the ER.
Oh, no.
And he had to have a 2-night hospital stay. She was beside herself. Of course, it's her youngest son.
Sure.
Never had a problem. And all of a sudden, so she was asking online, you know, and just, I think you get to this point, you're scared and you don't have the answers. You don't know. So she was saying, is there a cure for this? You know, so I guess my question to you, I guess in your research and when you help people and coach them, will there be a cure for food allergies? Do you think at some point, is that even a possibility?
You know, I don't know if there will ever be a cure, but I do know that sometimes the body reacts to certain foods for all different kinds of reasons. You know, your gut biome really controls a lot of things, your immune system, your digestion. So some of these problems that I had, I never had an experience before, but there's been some kind of tipping point and there's an imbalance in my gut biome, which we're trying to work on and fix. So I don't necessarily know how that works with children.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sometimes people do outgrow their allergies, but that's something, you know, that you definitely have to work with a doctor on to make sure that, you know, you're doing everything safely, because obviously no one wants to end up in the hospital.
No, absolutely not. And your blog says we need to listen and give our body the fuel it needs. What does that mean?
You know, I feel like a lot of times there's so many different fad diets. People are saying, you know, paleo, keto, Whole30, you know, don't eat dairy. Everything needs to be gluten-free, you know, but what does that really mean? You know, for myself, it means something very specific right now that was very different, you know, say 3 years ago, where something that might work for you, you know, might not work for you. And so it's not a one size fits all. You really have to listen to, okay, how am I feeling after I've eaten X? You know, am I feeling good? Am I feeling energized? Am I feeling lethargic? Is it making me bloated? Just because someone says that it's good doesn't mean that it's good for you.
Wow. 312-981-7200 is our number. If you want to call, if you have a question for Andrea, we're getting a lot of texts too. Can I just read you one? My sister loved Asian style prawns forever. After 33 years, went into shock after eating 2 prawns at a restaurant. Thankfully, it was close to a hospital, and the ER said another 3 minutes, she would have been gone. So wow. Here's again another example of you eat shrimp for 30 years and all of a sudden, boom. So what advice would you have for someone like that? I mean, work with a nutritionist or work with...
Post-hospital visit?
Right, absolutely.
Absolutely.
You get out of the hospital, you know, this person is going through just probably the most horrible experience of their life. They're minutes away
out of nowhere, too.
Right, and eating something that you've always been used to eating. So what do you do at that point?
I think after, you know, after you get out of the hospital and you're okay, then I feel like it's really important that you seek some medical help, whether it's getting allergy testing from a normal Western medicine doctor, and then also looking into maybe some functional medicine testing about specific allergies. There's so many different tests that can be done.
Do they still do the test where you have to get all the different pricks
skin
on
test.
Your
yeah,
they, skin test?
They do some of those,
okay.
But there's also lots of different tests to see how your body is going to respond. You know, blood tests, saliva tests, stool tests. You know, there's a lot of information that you can gather out here, and the more information that you can find about you yourself as an individual will really empower you.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you were talking about reintroducing food. When I was in college, I had some Kung Pao chicken one night. And then
two
I went,
in the morning well, after binging. No.
Actually, actually, it was before.
We've all been there.
Right.
We've all been there.
Uh-huh. It was before. That was my dinner. And then we went out. I had more than one or two beverages on top of that. But I woke up the next day and I was in hives. And I didn't have any idea, but I was itching all over the place, and I was okay. I was breathing and everything, but eventually my mother saw me because I happened to drive home from Iowa City, and she said, "What is wrong with you? You need to go to the hospital." So we went to the hospital. They gave me a shot of cortisone, I think, to get the hives down, and they said, "You need to go get tested. I don't know what you ate or whatever, but you need to go get tested." So we did the skin test. They said I was allergic to peanuts and soy and all these different things, and so I quit eating all of that. And then I maybe 3 or 4 months later, I started eating peanuts at a baseball game. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess I'm fine. And then I started eating soy again and things like that. So it was just really interesting how that happened one time and then it never happened again. And just the reintroduction of food has got to be tough. And because it was scary for me to at least do the Chinese food. Is that hard for you, too, to say, okay, I'm going to give this another shot?
It is, because in all honesty, you know, I'm client facing on a majority of days, and I don't want to eat something and then just feel terrible. You know, I don't want to feel bloated. Like I said, sometimes if it's really bad, I can get shortness of breath, which for someone in my industry, you know, working with people in health and wellness is not, you know, doesn't make me seem like a healthy person.
Sure.
So doing things and reintroducing foods kind of in a timely fashion where it works with my schedule is kind of what I have to do. Like, I have to do another test coming up, but there's a protocol before the test in terms of what I have to eat and then a 12-hour fast. And so I have to figure out when I can make that work with my schedule.
Wow, the texts are pouring in for Andrea Wise. We're going to take a break here, and I want to ask you about working out and if you think that helps too, if that has any effect on it, because I know you have you run a sort of fitness center as well, a boutique fitness center. First of all, though, I want to read this to you. It's very moving and powerful text we're getting from the 773. Andrea, I feel your pain. I have the same problem. It's to the point where I almost don't want to eat because I'll be itchy for hours and it's just not worth it. Please don't get me started on restaurant cross-contamination.
Yes. You know, so I cut out histamine foods.
Okay.
Which is a list that people can look up on the internet. But those are some of the foods that we were talking about earlier. Tomatoes, cashews, spinach. You know, I used to eat spinach all the time. Avocados.
These are all
raspberries,
healthy foods. Yeah.
Right. All healthy foods.
And you don't know until you start eliminating.
You don't
and
know
you
until
start
you,
feeling better.
Mm-hmm. So I was able to, I eliminated all the histamine foods.
Okay.
Literally none of them, in addition to gluten and dairy and eggs. And my hives went away. I have not had any hive outbreaks since I got rid of eating histamine foods.
Okay, one more for you. And again, I know you're not a registered or licensed dietitian, but you've been through this. You have the real world experience of having been through this. A texter from the 224 wants to know, do you think that some medicines can cause weight gain, such as prednisone?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of medications can really affect your gut biome.
Yeah.
And change it.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Andrea Wise, lifestyle coach and fitness and nutrition coach as well. We're going to talk about working out as well and possibly if they could have any effect on it after this on 720 WGN.
We promised you free tickets to Billy Joel at Wrigley Field.
We deliver.
Your chance to win them after 5.
Moving out.
The Piano Man is coming to Wrigley Field, and Rokan's got you tickets to win tomorrow afternoon on 720 WGN.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. Are you a doctor looking to purchase a home with no money down and no private mortgage insurance? Then you need to call Team Hochberg at 312-751-1333. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of WGN listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit WGNDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License T4358 and MLS 19186.
It's August, and hopefully you're having some summer fun. Barbecues, concerts, all sorts of festivals in the suburbs and downtown. Maybe you're spending time on the lake. But have those special experiences led to that special someone? If not, it's time to make it happen with It's Just Lunch. Hey, it's Kevin Powell here. The professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch really get to know you. They hand-select matches from their exclusive membership base, and then they even make the reservations for you at some of the best restaurants in Chicago. Before you know it, you're with a high-quality match in a low-pressure situation. Maybe it's lunch, maybe it's a drink after work. The point is, you're meeting people who share your values, interests, and goals, and that gets you excited about dating again. The sun will shine even brighter, the grass will look even greener. You'll even have that little bounce in your step your friends say they haven't seen in a while. Find that special someone by making a special effort. Call or text It's Just Lunch matchmakers Erica and Michelle at 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com today. It's Just Lunch, the right person, the right place, real connections. Face to face.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey guys, no matter what anyone says, size does matter to us women. That's right, size does matter. Why? Because every woman wants a guy that can satisfy her in the bedroom. Now there's no more excuses with Noxitril, the remarkable all-natural pill that the adult film industry refers to as Viagra on steroids. Noxitril is the explosive, groundbreaking male enhancement formula that's science-shattering. It's packed with the highest quality, potent, and effective ingredients that go to work right away to increase blood flow fast. And best of all, no side effects like prescription meds. Call and find out how you can get your free supply today. One little pill, once a day. Your secret weapon that will transform your size and width and your sex life guaranteed.
Call right now and get your free supply. 800-575-6039. 800-575-6039. It's like Viagra on steroids. Improve your sex life with your free supply. Call 800-575-6039. 1-800-575-6039.
Don't miss Chicago Tribune's first ever night market. Enjoy food, fun, and entertainment August 24th through the 26th. To learn more, visit ctfoodbowl.com/night market.